This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline, public comment needed on proposed new WIP expansion. On January 31, 2018, the Department of Energy, DOE, and its contractor, Nuclear Waste Partnership, submitted a Class II permit modification request to change the way that waste is measured at the Waste Isolation Pilot Plant WIP, the repository for defense plutonium contaminated or TRUE waste, located in southeastern New Mexico. Public comments can be submitted to the New Mexico Environment Department until Tuesday, April 3rd. Because the Federal WIP Land Withdrawal Act limits the amount of waste to 6.2 million cubic feet, how to measure the amount of waste is important. Waste emplaced at WIP has always been measured based on the volume of the container. By container volume is the way DOE has always reported to Congress how much waste is at WIP. By container volume is how DOE contractors have been paid and received bonus performances. By container volume is the way that the WIP permit and permits in other states calculate the amount of waste. The modification request would create an additional measurement called the, quote, Land Withdrawal Act True Waste Volume of Record, which means the volume of true waste inside a disposal container, end quote. The request explains that the effect of the change would reduce the amount of waste emplaced in WIP as of December 6, 2017, from 3,238,673 cubic feet to 2,307,708 cubic feet. Thus, if approved, the new measurement would expand the amount of waste allowed by more than 930,000 cubic feet, or a more than 28% increase. An unstated reason for the proposed measurement is that space for more than 1 million cubic feet of waste has been forfeited or lost because of bad DOE management, poor contractor performance, and inefficiencies during the past 19 years of WIP's operations. The public can submit comments so that the Environment Department either denies the request or considers it as a Class 3 modification request. Class 3 modifications require more public participation and public hearings where witnesses would testify under oath and be cross-examined. Permit regulations require such a Class 3 process when there is significant public concern or the change is complex, or when there is a 25% or greater increase in the facility's storage capacity. Don Hancock of Southwest Research and Information Center explained that through their comments, the public can demonstrate significant public concern. He added, quote, such a large expansion in the amount of waste at WIP should require Congress to pass a law. Any such expansion certainly is not allowed as a Class 2 permit modification, end quote. Public comments can be emailed to ricardo.maestas@state.nm.us by Tuesday, April 3rd. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information and to download a sample public comment letter, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.